With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is firing back as President Biden hypes the supposed dangers to democracy posed by Mr. Trump and the grassroots MAGA movement.
In what was described as a town hall that only included questions by Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump was asked if he would promise to never abuse power as retribution against anybody if reelected. Trump responded, except on day one. He says he would close the border and drill, drill, drill for oil, and that, quote, after that, he's not a dictator, unquote. Hannity asked if he would break the law and use the government to go after people. Trump responded, you mean like they're using right now. Trump criticized Biden on cumulative inflation, a U.S. border policy, and claimed he was an environmentalist, at the same time referring to fossil fuels as liquid gold. He also took a shot at fellow Republican candidate Ron DeSantis on the minimum age for Social Security. Trump has promised to prosecute Biden if he wins. Trump has previously talked about targeting his rivals and referred to them as vermin. I'm Jennifer King.
Tonight, it's the fourth GOP presidential candidates debate with DeSantis, Haley, Ramaswamy, and Christie on the stage. Also at SRNNews.com, virulent anti-Semitism has exploded on the campuses of American colleges and universities, including some of the elite schools. It's captured the attention of Congress, where Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik sounding the alarm.
Jewish students are facing sustained attacks from students and professors who are openly propagandizing terror. And why? Merely because these Jewish students exist.
Lawmakers have heard from some of those Jewish students who have testified of the anti-Semitism they're having to deal with since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. Hatred of Jewish people has surged worldwide since the terror attack. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 31 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 18. This is SRN News. A California library is being sued.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Salvation Army reports that some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year. The giant Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers kettles in Iowa and Illinois recently. This kind of thing happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes to shopping centers across the country. People have been known to drop expensive rings and large denomination bills in the kettles as well. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris claims to have broken a long-standing record for Senate tiebreaker votes.
Vice President Harris cast her 32nd tiebreak Tuesday to advance the confirmation of a new federal judge in Washington, D.C. That broke a nearly 200-year-old record for casting the most tiebreaking votes in the Senate. The previous record holder was John C. Calhoun, who cast 31 tiebreaking votes during his 8 years as vice president, from 1825 to 1832. Casting tiebreaker votes is among the only constitutional duties for vice presidents, and Harris has been repeatedly called on to break deadlocks because the Senate is closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. Norman Hall, Washington.
The online encyclopedia English Wikipedia says it raked in more than 84 billion views this year. The most popular article, it had to do with ChatGPT, the AI chatbot that is seemingly everywhere today. More details at SRNNews.com.